from the cliffs at Point Reyes and
a live performance as in a band or something. Oh, that's like 100 times better. I mean, you get to feel the music and be part of it.
Sometimes it's nice to have more than two or three people. Sometimes it's nice when you get a big group of people. It can charge you and make you feel like you know why you're there.
Well, I think people like the theater just because the feeling of going out and you know, preparing for it sort of, and relax, and you go get something to eat.
Movies are the most common because they're the most round, but like I like going to plays.
Yeah, I've been to comedy clubs. I enjoy them. If I like the show, I enjoy taking in different cultures, going to different plays.
I also watch a lot of movies and stand-up comedy and stuff like that. That's pretty much the way I go.
You're seeing something that's for real versus something that's processed that you know would be the same if you saw it again and again and again. If I saw the same movie, it's going to be the same next time I see it.
I've been to a couple of professional theaters. I know I do like the theater. It's very good.
I do a magic act and about a 15-minute show and just have fun doing that. I try to come out every day, depending on the weather. I used to change my act, I'd say, each year. You know, I pretty much spend the winter designing it, putting it together, and studying what I want to do. And, you know, it takes me about a year to think about what I want to do and how to change it.
So I picked up his guitar, and I played the three chords that I knew, D, A, G. And while I was strumming, someone came along and threw a pound coin in the case. And this light bulb went off in my head, and I said, you know, why am I studying engineering and production when I can maybe do this myself?
Are you working late tonight?
Excuse me. Yes, Trish. Constanza Fuentes? Are you sure? Okay. Hobart. Hello, Constanza. How are you? Fine, thank you. How can I help you? Uh-huh. Yes. Excuse me? No, I hadn't. Sure. I'd be happy to consider it. Lunch on Thursday. Fine. See you then.
Constanza Fuentes, as in party chairwoman Fuentes? Well, what did she want?
She asked me if I had ever thought running for public office.
Any particular one?
Attorney General of the state of Massachusetts.
That's right, Phil's retiring. What does our boss think about you taking his place?
Constanza said Phil loves the idea.
What else did she say?
Not much. She said we are doing a great job, and I have a lot to offer, and they need a candidate.
So you said you'll think about it?
Yeah. Am I crazy? Can I do this?
If you want to.
I have to tell Nancy what's going on.
We can finish this later.
Big job.
But we can do it.
Clara Kovac, here we come.
Yvonne, do come in. It's nice, but it's not quite right. We've had several decorators come in, but so far it's been a disappointment. Notice the colors. They simply won't do. I can't bear to look at them. Antonio and I hired a firm to fix the walls. Well, we came home to find the kitchen completely ruined. Do you know what they said to me? From then on, I watch the workmen do every little thing, no matter how small. After all, how else will I know? And look at this carpet. I don't like carpet. You see people covering beautiful wood floors. It makes no sense whatsoever. The architect send you the plan.
Miss Kovac.
Oh, Clara.
Clara. I'm sorry. I thought the phone was up. Excuse me.
As I was saying.
Hello. Hi. I'm in a meeting. But keep talking. I need the break. What's up? Who? She asked you what? What did you say? Wow. Okay, honey. I'll see you tonight.
We'd love you to come to our office. We'll call and arrange an appointment.
Wow.
What were we doing in there? That house is fine.
What did Clara say? It's nice, but it's not quite right. She wants us to make it right.
Oh, no.